Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We're going to talk about informality in our relationships as an expression of love. Praise the Lord. Can we dwell with you as a woman and have peace and enjoy love with you without any remainder three, carry four, and all of that? Praise the Lord. But let's lay a good foundation. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. Proverbs 19, 14 says that houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. A prudent wife is from the Lord. Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Can we read it in another translation? A prudent wife. Message says, but a congenial spouse comes straight from the Lord, comes from God. He said, but a wise, understanding, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. NLT. It says that, but only the Lord can give an understanding wife. The message is pointing to a particular direction. An understanding wife. Please, in your royal highness, take your seat. Praise the Lord. There are things that are inheritances of people. Fathers can give their sons an inheritance of houses and wealth, but God gives a prudent wife. And we have learned here from the many translations that a prudent wife is a wise wife, an understanding wife, a wife that is congenial. You are very easy to go and deep at the same time. Praise the Lord. You are not a wife that always come to the table with lack of understanding. First of all, if you don't understand who you are in Christ, who you are in a relationship, and who you are as a woman, it's going to be very difficult for you to enjoy anything called love in a relationship. Especially, you will find out that your expectations of what you want and what you really get will have serious margin of error and variations. Simply put in our terms, you will find out that what you order and what gets delivered is not the same. And most of the time, when these discrepancies are ensuing, we look outside ourselves to try to find solutions. But this service, as much as it's not a judgment on women, or it's not meant to shut you down, is to help all of us to do introspection and also find therapy in the Word of God so that we can offer the best of ourselves in relationships and receive what God wants us to receive. If you are here, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. A prudent wife is achievable. That's why it's in the Bible. It's attainable, it's achievable. We have spoken a lot about a virtuous woman over the years. I believe that that possibly is an ideal wife or spouse, female spouse for any man and even in the sight of God. But A prudent wife, for me, the word prudence is important because it talks about how deep you are and how spontaneously adjustable you will not falter. 10 out of 10 women, your margin of error is very, very small. Many women can correct an error when they reflect, when there's post-production. Are you with me? But few can really stand on their feet at the moment that the pressure is on and still be able to deliver what will make a relationship continue. Like men as well, many will misbehave when it's happening. It's beginning to take place. It's beginning to go down, right? When it's beginning to go down, a lot of people cannot stand it. So when normally we have messed it up, we go and sleep and think and come back. But this life, when it has to do with relationships and marriage, it's a live match that you make the mistake on set and you should have the capacity to make sure that you adapt on set and change the dynamics on set even without making the mistake. And so that is what I want us to look at today so that we can enjoy our homes. Praise the Lord. In the morning, in the earlier service, we had a service for the men and we have had conversations. I believe that when you go, you watch it. It's a beautiful service and we are going to have a beautiful one. Aren't you beautiful? Praise the Lord. Are you beautiful? Are you sure? Okay, there's a scripture that talks about you are altogether beautiful. Should we read that scripture? Okay, Songs of Solomon 4 verse 7. We have gone there. Songs of Solomon 4 verse 7. It says that, thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. There is no spot in thee. Other translation says that you are altogether beautiful, my love. The question, today is all about questioning so that we will wake up. First of all, you are altogether beautiful means that every woman can be beautiful. And your beauty is not only in your eyes. It's also in the eyes of the one who has loved you, your beholder. But this beauty, the Bible says that fades. This beauty can burn. If you look at the scripture in its entirety, you come to a realization that God really, really loves men and women. And God doesn't love men more than women. He loves us the same. He died for all of us. So God really doesn't have a choice. But the Bible also alludes to the fact that women are the weaker vessels. Not that you are weak, but the Bible sees you like a weaker vessel, which we will go into when we go forward. So there are certain differences between a man and a woman. And when a woman understands her own uniqueness and the fact that you have to ensure that you are altogether beautiful in a marriage or in a relationship, it is very, very important. Because there are many things that can happen to you or you can allow to happen to you that will make you lose your beauty in life, especially in a relationship. And today we'll look at a few of them. You can easily lose your beauty altogether. Any man who married you and really meant to marry you saw you to be very beautiful. He's going out with you, he's beautiful. And you can be a Christian and lose your beauty. The same way you can be a Christian and be unwise, even though you have Christ as your wisdom. Here, the man is saying, you are altogether beautiful, my darling, beautiful in every way. Say beautiful in every way. I'm not hearing you at all. You have to talk to me. Beautiful in every way. Say beautiful. Say I'm beautiful in every way. I'm beautiful in every way. But do you really think you are beautiful in every way? Practically, you are. So, since the Bible is saying that we have to be beautiful in every way, that simply means that we have to look at all the ways in our lives and work in those directions so that we will really be beautiful in every way. Beautiful physically, beautiful emotionally, beautiful spiritually. So let's look at the emotional space, all right? Because I believe that every one of you here is very, very anointed. But you can be anointed and your mind is not good. An anointed person can have a damaged mind. The same way an anointed spirit can have a damaged body. The spirit can be willing, strong, but the body is what? Damaged. And most of the things that women go through create damages for them. And some of the damages, you don't know until you begin to manifest and the damage becomes your normal manifestation. And when people see it, they say, I say, on your beautiful cry. And so now, when you had not manifested, they saw you to be very beautiful. But when you start manifesting, because you can be damaged to a point where all your emotional expressions are outbursts of negativity. Are you together? Are you sure we are together here? Yeah. So first of all, I would say that whatever has happened to you before you coming into the relationship, you need to deal with it. Because it's attacking your beauty. Whatever has also happened to you in the relationship, you need to deal with it because it's attacking your beauty in every way. And there are some here who will never be able to have a certain level of joy because of how you are right now. You are almost damaged goods emotionally. Because there's a way that things happen to you and then you form a new personality out of what has happened to you. If you are a woman, you have to know who you are and your position in a relationship. And your position is that you are the woman, you are not a man. Your position is that God wants you to submit to him and submit to your husband as your head. Anything that is making your submission look like it's not submission will begin to attack your life. And so you need a certain level of wisdom and emotional capacity to be able to stay in a relationship for your husband to enjoy you, all other things being equal. That is, we are saying that in an ideal situation, when we patch here and patch there, your husband or your partner should be able to enjoy you if you are applying the right set of principles. Praise the Lord. So I don't want it to be a long talk, just to mention a few. The Bible makes women understand that for you to enjoy a relationship, you have to know that there is a high tendency that a serpent can change the way you function. A serpent comes into the garden and begins to give you a lot of assumptions. One of the things that will make a woman not to become enjoyable by a partner is following the voice of the serpent that gives you assumptions in your head that become very strong assumptions. So you have a stronghold of assumptions that makes you to interpret and define things in your assumptive mind. So the serpent is talking to the woman, and from there the woman's mind is never the same. It's changed the original color of the brain of the woman. So the woman is now seeing the tree differently. Is seeing situation, is seeing God differently. If you can see God differently as a woman, then who else can you not see differently? Is it your husband? Is he a mere mortar that you will not even look at Nyamiko Kroko? And then the serpent comes to tell you that, oh God, cry, oh poor, no, that thou, or don't know, do papa. You see, sometimes the assumptions will redefine everything for, and you are right, possibly based on your experience, to make all those definitions and all of that. But a lot of those definitions are, they are like advanced payment for something that's not a reality on ground. And so after the serpent spoke to the woman, from that time the woman never saw the word of the Lord as it was. Everything God said, the woman just saw it differently, because a third party's, you know, auditory access to your system had changed everything that was originally making them to enjoy the garden God gave them. So your relationship can change if you now begin to have what is called an itchy ear. What is it? Itchy ear is wanting to hear more of whatever pertains, especially as if you are a CID agent, or you came into the relationship to arrest a thief. If you are married to somebody like me, you will suffer for a long time. First of all, because I don't know what I'm going to, I don't know that bad thing that I'm going to do there, that your mind is following, you know, it's like you are trying to catch a thief that you will never catch, because the person going there has no intentions of stealing. And that discontent will make you follow and follow and follow and follow and follow and follow. By the time you know, you have become a proper follower, waiting for something. It's like you are waiting every time, you are assuming something is going to happen. It takes your rest. It takes your joy. You are not able to be yourself. Like every time your body is hot. Why can't you rest your mind? If the man you are married to or you are dating is cheating or is going to cheat, I'm telling you for a fact, it means yet that God will just, God, yeah, he fights against falsehood. Are you here with me at all? So you enter into a relationship, they've broken your heart before, they've lied to you before, and all of that. You have to be calming down. Tell somebody, be calming down, be calming down. And tell them, Kwame is not Kofi. Okay, cool. Everyone is different. And tell them that one sin is not equal to forever sin. My wife, when we married, he said, you can do anything. What she couldn't stand is lying to her. When you lie to her, nah, the whole system will become bazaar. She know. I think that lie is one of the things that makes people feel very stupid. You know me so? But is it possible that we will not lie to you? We will lie. Human beings, we lie. Yeah, the thing you are looking for, no? You are not going to get it 100%. I mean, it depends on what you lie on. Are you with me at all? But as for the lies there, Kai, we will lie. So, you know, there's a way that sometimes you take simple or little things and make them very big. Okay. We try and truck it to maybe actually me. That means that there is something big that is happening at the corner. You know, because small lies means that big things are happening. Those kinds of assumptions. Or every day when I'm going somewhere, me crow. So today, you know, for whatever reasons, man crow. But your mind is so fixated on, okay, today that we have this variable that does not conform with the regular, it means that no person ko ye BP. So by the time he comes back. He doesn't know he's coming back into fire. He comes and the goddess has become cloudy goddess, monsumism. Monsumism will be happening. Why am monsum kosoism? Muna munaism. Well, muna my baby ashe. Then if she is not a little bit tolerant, you see that when you ask questions, go be to tune some amount. Now, who to no say relationship, no? Yeah, I'm just telling you that. You see, I talked about the beauty because there are things that can make the beauty fade. And who to no, maybe you now come to know the whatever is happening and realize, oh, she nimu, but sanona entutu yanon so apushi ba na kakra. I'm just telling you that Bible says that men, we should live with women in knowledge and understanding. But you also have to understand yourself that, first of all, you have a very high tendency of being emotionally wrong and swallowing something that sometimes your hormones will open you up to swallow that under normal circumstance when you are balanced, you will not swallow. I hope we know that. You know that you can have some reactions that maybe at that time of the month you are hormonally blah 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 blah, you are very moody, and then you do boom 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 boom. But when you are out of that zone, normally you are calm, you balance it here and there. So knowing yourself, when you are in such a season, you have to now put a management system around you, because that season can become a season of your misbehavior. And I'm telling you on authority as a man that when a woman continues to misbehave to a man for a while, that man will never be the same. So you have a sharp mouth, which is something a woman has. If you use it all the time, I told one sister here that when you feel like saying it, it means that don't say it. That is what it really means. We call it the law of the opposite. It's my own law, Francis Obin's law. When you feel like saying it, especially when you are not happy, what it really means is that don't what? Say it. Because when you say it, that register is difficult to erase. Because you say it with a bullet to kill. And that bullet will, if it doesn't kill, it will damage. So there are things that are physiological that makes us liable to destroying the atmosphere in our home, and it takes away our beauty. You should be mindful of. There are assumptions. Somebody tells you about your spouse. Me, I'm a very direct shooter. Either I'm observing or I will ask. And I will ask. I'll ask, giving you the opportunity. Okay, this is what I'm hearing. What do you think? You don't need to answer now, but what do you think? Yeah, I'll ask in a very nice, because see, the society we find ourselves in, men have become very sensitive to, or men have been given a certain platform where they easily get offended with women. Easily. So if you are going to, and you should think like that, that men easily get offended with women. You should think like that as a woman. It will help you to manage men well, whether as work colleagues, as bosses, or as spouses. So when you are approaching things with them, you need a 2.0 everything. Like your game should be up. So when you have some of these assumptions driving you, you have to calm down first. Do what first? Calm down first. There shouldn't be a time in your home where ukunukanawaka. A man is never beautiful and cannot be beautiful. But you can lose a lot of your desirability. Does that mean that keep quiet? No. Don't allow a situation where that thing happens. It takes two to fight. Don't take quarrel into your marriage. Quarreling, argument, And a woman who wants to win every argument, you would destroy your relationship. Did you hear that pa? Where it came from? If you're a woman, you want to win every argument in your relationship, you will lose that relationship. Sometimes the loss of that relationship is not a physical loss, but it's an intrinsic loss, an immaterial loss. So you see that typically, like Olivia, like this is a lawyer. When you are married to a lawyer, one of the quick counsels you'll be given is that don't put your husband on trial. He's not standing across examination. Because an intelligent woman, that's why a lot of intelligent women, are not able to maintain a quality relationship. Because sometimes the matter that is happening requires a traditional intelligence than a book intelligence. And a traditional, you see that your mother would have handled it differently. Yes, and an MBAO, it's just that her wisdom is traditional. But you, your wisdom, no, it's a more contemporary wisdom, sir. It's like you are coming from Beijing. Do you understand? And then, no. But you see that, into my penimi jinawaka no bu any jai. Because she knows what is going to happen. Not a lot has happened to men over the period of time that women has received empowerment. Not a lot has happened to men. That's the truth of the matter. Many preaching has not addressed men. If anything at all, it has enforced the position of men given to them by society. It is women that have received empowerment. But sometimes, if you are not careful, the empowerment you are using on men who have not moved will now become your nemesis. So if you receive this much empowerment and you don't build the wisdom around that empowerment, instead of it giving you advancement, that thing will shut you down. Because you are receiving education, you are receiving exposure, you are receiving how women should not be treated in a certain way and all of that. But you are still dealing with a man that this society has not contributed to their progress and the proper way of living with women. So you are going up and they are where they are. Into that kind of mind. That's why when we come to church, the truth of God's word is trying to make the men think like the way God thinks and sees women the way God wants women to be seen. But you, it should be instructional for you that men are a challenge to deal with. Honestly. If you are talking to a typical man and you make intelligent argument, depending on the relationship they have with you, if it is a spousal relationship, sometimes they want to chop it down. But if it's a professional relationship, sometimes they will allow it. The same thing. They will give more credence to people from their office, more worth from ladies around that are friends with them, but that are not in that intimate relationship. But once you are in an intimate relationship with them, they don't give you that chance. So you need a certain level of wisdom to maintain your beauty in the sight of a man. Now, when you take a good man, you still need a certain level of wisdom to maintain your beauty. So you always have to test the waters. Get to know what makes this man sick or tick. If you just think that because you are holding the truth, you will shoot it, you have problems. And I don't want problems. You shouldn't want problems. You need what? Peace. So please, watch and be careful about your assumptions. Some of you, it's not assumptions. Some of you, you have experienced the men over time. And you have formed a particular pattern in your head about who they are and how they operate. Are you here? What do you do when you are in that situation? If you don't intend to divorce, then you need to show the way in a way that will carry the man along so that he doesn't maltreat you and you two can share your love together. Because, you see, the Bible is very clear that a godly woman can change the mind and the operations of an ungodly man. Ungodly in this context, a spousal relationship. Are you here with me at all? There's a way that if you don't want insult to remain in your home, don't, no matter how provoked you are, don't cross the line. But woman need to jump my bedu baby now. Okay, be a man, can be actually well. Now say, "Honey, you know, street life, no, no." Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why you need a capacity. You need a be one person who best so swa. Then don't get into it. But once you get into it, then person has a partner, a contestant, and then now it takes two to fight. Then we are going to fight into a while. Bet we have a presso. Now say. What trigger the modern day like where this word gaslight, yeah, it just gaslight you and then away bus. Now Ebusia for Kotanasia, every time they are looking at what a woman didn't do well, 9 out of 10. Meanwhile, I said to them, "Ememe gamai, can I mean son, hey, I mean son TF, you know, sebi ememe gamai." One day I was listening to a radio and the man says, "What to say? You say bear my boy, your mind pain." Society just it's normal. They say some guy be has come and he was calling some people, blah 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 blah. It's news. But if a Russian woman came and did that, it will never be news. So. I'm not saying conform to society, but I'm just telling you that when you have a man that God has given you, you need godly principles to be able to enjoy the marriage, or else you would take all the impetus for informal love relationship out of the thing, and then the whole relationship will become a technical one. So cook for me. Wash for me. Hello? Some of them cry, they will ban you from having a washing machine. Because they will treat you like a headmaster and a training college student. Because they want to, they say, you have to be a virtuous woman. I say, "Unhuchi." Anyway, so every time Ruth Naomi told Ruth, he says that for you to be able to capture Boaz, you need to have initiative. Yeah, you need to, you go and lie at his feet, take the initiative. It is Ruth that started proposing to Boaz. Oh, no, no, Boaz just responded to Ruth. Wow. Because about that time, the women that went into the farm and laid at the feet of men, but most of the time they were maybe prostitutes who needed something to blah, blah, blah. So for her to appear and have that level of virtue, boy, I say, "Hey, why no, no? And I'm so rude." I say, "Oh, Matininka." You have to get to that point where you're bedding. I'm not hearing you at all. So that when anybody hears that your husband is treating you in a certain way, we will know that the man is really a foolish man. But we are basically hearing about you say, "We need him." A very argumentative, you don't know what to be. "Who can be a man? And you will be a man. Who can be a man? Who can be a man?" I will say that for a Christian marriage, no matter what is happening, you see, you don't need to raise your voice to make your point. Please hear this. Oh, you will have a good case, but if you raise your voice and we sit down, it is the raising of the voice that we will be discussing. Unfortunately, we will never discuss about the substance of the matter. And one says, "Hey, you know what thing? What you so?" And I don't know. Now, most of us who will be sitting down, both men and women as elders, to societally and traditionally, including pastors, who says, "I don't know about And the man too say that, yeah, Oman and this woman, so, and what I don't know. So whether he has gone to give her somewhere out of the marriage or whatever, blah, 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 they will go and come, say, okay, because the woman is raising the voice on that, and they push, you know, I said, Papa, need your name answer. So I'm just telling you that the fruit of the spirit that is called self-control, it was created for the woman first before the man. Because there is a lot of traditional values in how they handle men's cases. So you should really be accustomed to that and then let that guide you. Are you here with me at all, please? Or else, you'll be married to a fine guy who is a traditional leader inside. So if that one be good no amount, no anyway or don't way na dia, you just have to you have to know that first, and not bring your, because most men, before you're able to take them into the contemporary way of doing things, you have to be traditional first. Opepa ho. It's not my talent. You understand? It's not my what? Talent. A lot of the things that I'm saying, it may not even resonate with you, especially if you are older. But I'm just talking to you like somebody who sits at the pastoral desk. And I'm hearing stories told me. And I'm just thinking, is this really the substance of the matter? We don't get to, the cases that come, 8 out of 10, we don't get to talk about the substance of the matter. The man is on ground that the wife was angry and raised man warning, say, or didn't say, Beshemeni. And I don't know. Or didn't say, Beshemeni, you know. Is the main issue we are talking about. We are not going to talk about the bad thing the man has gone to do, the bad decisions, blah, blah, blah. There be or the means. So all this while, we are just trying to calm down everywhere. And we know we can treat the main matter and still not have a marriage. So we have to deal with the small, small matters that have now become the main matter. So I'm just telling you that if you're a woman here and you are intelligent, your intelligence can work against you in a marriage. Maybe you are a debate person. Please. Please. Look at somebody say, please, so. This one that you have to win every debate. No go walk. After winning, you can win an argument and lose your home. Hello? So, but you want to insist? Or the Quran was saying, until we enter now, we are not no one mouth strong warning. I obey you at him, but it's just because you know you don't know how to bring yourself to closure. Hello, there are many things. If you don't win, you have not lost in marriage. If you try to win everything, you will be the biggest loser, as a woman especially. So I say one of the ways to really take the power away from a man is not to allow him to engage you in gutter life. He wants to engage you in a quarrel. No. Miss. Let the bullet miss. But you know that the strength of a woman is the volume of words. A woman cannot be there and is not talking. So when somebody is talking and is provoking the woman, boy, it's like gun without bullet or trigger. Into me and me, Gina, her palm, no more. Relax. Tell somebody relax. The world is not coming to an end. Tell somebody relax. Everybody has a season where, no matter how hard the matter is, when you say it, it will go through. Every single person. Every difficult person. Every difficult person. So, arguments, quarrel, insult, church as what? As wife. Easy matter. Do everything to maintain your beauty and not lose yourself. Praise the Lord. Don't lose yourself, but do everything to maintain your beauty. You want your husband to be playful? Make sure that when you understand when you are almost touching where the ego is. So most men are not well. They are righteous, they are godly, they are born again, but they are not well. They can be anointed and still unwell at the same time. He's anointed, he has the Holy Ghost, but he's unwell. Because the emotions, they are different from the spirit. That's why he can finish praying and come and maltreat you. Because he's emotionally sick. So, a real woman is one that gets to know. I mean, there are some foolish men that are outside the range of recovery. Like Nabal. Abigail said, just, you can see that even with Abigail, she had just concluded that it's an irrecoverable asset. It's a complete liability. So don't worry yourself about, do you understand? Don't worry yourself. So there are some people, you don't worry yourself. You only protect yourself. But there are also Samsons who are strong men that you need skill to tie down their strength and get them to show you things and get them to do things for you, like what Delilah did. So there is dealing with a foolish man and then dealing with a strong man that needs tying down by a skillful woman. Where is your skill? Some of you, the men you are marrying that have become a difficulty for you right now, if we brought some of the girls on the street, they will marry them and they will, as they are going, the men will be carrying their bag and there's no juju in it. It's simply because you lack the skill. That's why you think some of the immoral ladies, you think like they have good husbands. What do you think? It's a skill. It's a skill. By the time obey yin skill, and I'm not talking about sex. It's a skill. Develop it. Hey. Some play men, women were whole. So don't allow your bitterness to go beyond its. Jesus said, be angry and don't let the sun what? Set. Go down on your anger. Bitterness, it's the reason why, like today we have taught the men in the first service, a lot of them, I could see an immediate resolution in their heart that, Kai, this thing, I need to turn it around. Now, when they come home, what they are going to face is a barrier of things that have already happened in their relationship that the women have not been able to overcome. So he wants to have a fresh start. Maybe he doesn't even have all the wisdom to know that he has to clear under the carpet, all the rot under the carpet. But on the new man say, Watinya miyasem, why not you say me and Jaraba minya bonibium arabaraba. And he wants to start afresh. Are you too? You can't go past the sins of yesterday. Why do you want us to start without going to yesterday? There's no tomorrow without yesterday. As you are hearing the word of God right now, you should be discerning enough to know when you should open the door and have a fresh start to repair your relationship and to take it to the next level. Are we together? If you want a man to come and stand by you at the kitchen, you cannot eat your cake and have it. If the man comes to stand and you really fancy the man standing with you in the kitchen, no bone commonly when man no chances or bon common come obey son your mamu. Hey, what happened? The man called Omunsaki cow. Do you understand? So, do you know what you are asking for? As you are asking for companionship at the kitchen, you have to be fully armed. That it is no free la. Oh, I didn't speak well. Oh, no, bon, come up, pepe, who been a fair fresh. Oh, Babe, Gina, we chino, a bam, we say, kutu, say. Oh, Jamina, minye, diani, Jamina, 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 that is inside the mind. It's not so. You want kitchen attendance? Get ready. You want. So, most men, I'm not saying we shouldn't, whatever, but it, sometimes it's what it is. Most men will not have a long conversation with you like the way you really always dream about. And then every day will be free, free like that. It will not work. If they are really active, some men are not active, but if they are really active, every conversation you have to give some offering. It's not always right, but I'm just saying that, you see, it's weird because we are talking about informalities in the home, like you really want blah, 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 blah. Where it's going to start from is going to be the difficult, the access point is a difficult part. So you see that some partners or spouses have done it over the years. So now they do, it's become habitual. Do you get it? But the initial breaking point is very costly. Before he will settle and it will become a habitual, a pattern that when you are there, he joins you and then you are enjoying the conversation and all of that and blah blah. You be an ashasiya ding. So you want it, don't you want it? Hello. You don't want the truth. So why is it that he cannot come and stand with me and we talk and then not talk for we? The man doesn't. The man is not always wired like that. A woman is wired to listen and talk. Man, dear. As he's talking, action is about to follow the talk. That's why I say, I love you, no akotoka. Boom. I love you, no atosh you. I love you, no ato bag. I love you. Action, kutin. So please ask somebody, do you really, really know what you are asking for? Who person wa titare, honey, we mu na dia titare. You go and get some air conditioner inside of you. Because as you are calling for this thing, fire is on the way coming. But the point is that you should have the skill to calm a man down and control what the man does to give you a lot of joy in your relationship. Are you here with me? Abigail did it to Nabal. Delilah did it to Samson. Look, Sarah did it to Abraham to a point that God even came inside and said, Abraham, would you tear New York? It's a level. This thing that we are talking about, it doesn't happen just like that. Are you here? It just doesn't happen. One of the things that makes men to become stubborn is when you, the woman, make yourself like their instructional boss. If you put 10 men in a basket and the woman is treating them like their son to the woman, I say, Tinaho mene unkasa. Tinaho mene unkasa. Every time we turn the food, oya oba. Maybe so, oya oba. Also, our foot in one line, two line. You don't know summary. It's details, emphasis. you don't do say and go. Your ube china his countenance will fall. Then you see that you have just defeated the purpose for which you called for that meeting. Why will you? What is the point? And if you follow the way women are just very detailed. And so if a man is sitting at a family hall and kids are playing, you say, stop, 1, 2, 3. Yeah? So 1, 2, 3, and the woman has said like 15. Stop this, stop that, stop this, stop. And ye be behind a worthy of a foot one attention anyway, but the women don't know that. Where are you coming from? Why did you do this? Why did that? Men don't have that penchant to receive explanation from women all the time. Why did you? If you see a man doing that, that man is unwell. So he said that most of the time when there's this winding down, when you come from work, a man is so interested in asking you, so tell me everything that happened in your day, blah, blah, blah. But a woman is interested in knowing what happened in the day of a man. Is that not so? So women have that. Is it bad? No, it's not bad. But there's a level that when you take it, instead of it helping you, it begins to fight against you. And one way is when, one, you are always trying to correct the man. Especially on things that if you don't correct, it won't do anything to the marriage. Why? Just imagine every time one policeman is always arresting you, putting you before the law. He's always arresting you, putting you before the law. Michelle Biametio. Michelle Biametio. Michelle Biametio. Michelle Biametio. After that, he'll be jive driving. Just learn to let some of the things go. Is the man is your head, but of course you are partners. Hello. So know what is important and know what is not. There are some things they really, and sometimes when you are hurt, you talk about almost everything. You just express your pain everywhere. So even when they are becoming they are looking you know, when you want to show a man content, you should have a calmliness about it as a wife, because sometimes your husband doesn't always look wise in your eyes. Doesn't look great in your eyes, but know that that is not great, because this season will pass, but what you said will not die. And for men, if it doesn't die, aluta continua. Umbumi, my head, 3 years ago, who catch him some ya bema fopa, sa bema fono. Yendi huwa fishyenye. Everything that he is doing, that thing is still ringing dead. Men mind bad. So when you are provoked, chill. Do what? When you are provoked, chill. Especially when you are a wife, you really feel entitled. This, we are in this thing together. This thing that I'm talking about, if you are fiancé, you can, it's easier to do. But if you are a wife, it's not easy. But that is why you have to be intentional. That is why you have to be. So, women are emotional. But if you follow just your emotions, you would destroy every single relationship, because not everybody is like you. To me, friend, it's an interrogation basically. But when we say baby ever landed about me, so be not 70, but bend one kind of cross will be not, and we are the commentary around it. Wow, me mom dear, I keep telling my wife, if I do what is wrong before God and man, by the special grace of God, I know it's wrong, I'll go to God. I will apologize, like meaningfully. you will have a say, because when I do wrong things, it will affect you. Is that not so? But you can't say it past a certain level. You are not my God. And you don't give me... No, don't. There is... Now my wife, if I'm not happy with something, I won't say more than 3 words. See? That thing. Because you married an intelligent person. Even if the person is behaving foolish, it is, you just want to send across something that doesn't need an essay. It's too long now. Like, entra. Plus, informal attitude. Wow! Movie star! Now, bet to me, be a movie. A teaching, first one. I am simple, you know, say, because in your mind, you know, every time, you know, he's doing wrong, but the way you are managing it, you know, will determine whether you have an enjoyable relationship or you not have. That's why I'm just saying that. Don't raise your voice. If you have not finished saying what you are saying and done full stop, for the two of you to agree, don't say it and chief asugo. Because a very problem, Mama. Hello? Hello? So, because we want to enjoy our homes, is that not so? We want to enjoy our homes. Then you have a good man, then something bad has happened. Don't take that one sample and destroy your home. The men, they are looking for women. You see, not every man is a sinner. There's sinful men. Sometimes, unfortunately, you have a sinful man. A man who sins and doesn't care. But most men care when things go wrong. So it does not bear emphasizing like a billion times. Hello? Because who finishing we are? After they say, Bibi Ankai. Enti. Sasa. So I'm always going to tell you that don't treat your husband as your son. Your husband is not your son. Please repeat it. My husband is not my son. I'm not a perfect man. Ask my wife. I'm only perfect in Christ. I'm trying like every other man is trying. But you too, you have a good husband. Yeah, so when you put 10 men down, you have about 7 of them who are well, they behave well in a relationship. Hello, do you understand? So sometimes where you have come from and the things you have suffered, or little things you suffer with people, can make you fear the future, and then every time you are going ahead of yourself, just relax. Just what? Just relax. If the man is a pig, you will know when we go near dirty water. No, if he's not a pig, you will also know. So just relax. Vansifuobu, baby, what's in Yamino Cherry? Cherry Abrofonsano. It's Abrofonsano in the very act. Because if you are married to a Casanova, he can cheat on you till thy kingdom come, except God. So you have to also maintain the God factor in your. And some of the things that you are fighting with, if you just change your mode of operation, a lot will change in your home. But it's like I said, mama, many a thing. I said, baby, I said, woman, many a. Oh, I'll be home. Yangu pongra be shorting. But a lot of the things has become like a combative area in your marriage. I'm praying that anybody here having a man who is not a correct man, may the Lord touch that man for you in Jesus' name.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.